Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golden Ash, Chapter 17. What was found?
You wouldn't believe it, honestly. It's around about 6 o'clock. Susie and I had just finished supper. We like to eat early. Means we can get to bed early. So we can wake up early. You know how it is. I was clearing up the dishes, Susie, putting away the leftovers, when there was a knocking at the door. Pounding, more like. We were both rattled. We don't get many visitors. Truth be told, we don't much care for visitors. So we looked at each other, befuddled, neither of us wanting to move. But the knocking kept on. Then we heard, "It's the police. Open up," like you hear in those movies. Well, that had me worried. So I went and answered it. Gosh, did Susie ever look frightened? Anyways, I went to the door, checked the peephole. Then he holds up his badge. And I say, "What's the problem, officer?" And then he says, "I need a shovel. 2, if you can help. And light. Sun's down now." Well, my curiosity's got the better of me, and so I open up the door. Fella's looking wild-eyed. No umbrella. Just dripping with rain. But there's something desperate in him, you know? Susie's got a good look at him, and she's clutching her phone now, so I'm not too worried. And I say, "What do you need a shovel for?" He says, "We're gonna dig." And I say, "Where?" And he says, "Under that tree." And he points over across the field, over at my golden ash tree. And I grab my headlamp and raincoat and put on my boots. And I close the door, since we're letting the heat out. And I say, "All right, there's a shed on the other side, by the fence. Got a couple shovels in there." We head across the field, and he's breathing real heavy. "That shed," he says, "do you keep it locked?" I tell him, "No, I don't see the point. We don't get many errant tool thieves roaming these lands. If I forgot the key, I'd have to go all the way back across the field. Sometimes I don't even put him back in the shed, you know?" He looked at me and squinted. I couldn't tell if he was annoyed that I was joking around or that my headlamp was shining in his eyes. But I didn't say much after that. Even I know you don't push cops' buttons. We got to the shed. I grabbed a couple shovels and he started digging under the golden ash tree. I was starting to get this overwhelming sense of dread. So in spite of myself, I tried to lighten the mood again. "What are we digging for?" I asked him. "Not treasure, is it?" "Answers," he says. And when you know it, strangest thing I ever saw. Such a little thing. But I'll remember the rest of my life. Digging beside that detective in the middle of the night. don't know what kind of crazy we must have looked like. I shone my headlamp down into the hole we were digging. And suddenly there was something purple. And that detective, he must have known right away that he'd found what he was looking for. And at first, I didn't know quite what I was seeing. But I saw the tears just start to run down his face, sort of hidden in the rain. But it was clear to me. I don't know. And we knew we didn't need to dig anymore. And he called us back up and put his face in his soiled hands and just knelt there beside this little grave. Because that's what it was. She'd been there a year. In my field, under my golden ash tree. And I never knew. I never knew. And her hair was still purple.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.